This is an interview with Gary Stevens, a jewelry seller in New York.
We have Gary Stevens with us today. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, I run my own business buying and selling jewelry in New York. I sell to private customers as well as other jewelers in the trade. I can help customers order what they like through a catalog, or I can have something custom made for them.
I see. What are some of the issues that customers often face?
When buying something, customers are often tempted by the biggest stones, but this isn't always indicative of the quality of the jewelry as a whole. Likewise, customers are not aware of how valuable a piece of jewelry might be before they attempt to sell it to us. Something that they think is cheap costume jewelry might have diamonds in it, whereas an impressive-looking piece might not be worth much. Sometimes customers return to my store asking to buy back a sentimental piece that they've already sold me. This is possible when I still have the item in question. But in a situation where a gold ring is scrapped, for example, you cannot simply put it back together. Especially in the case of family heirlooms, it's often better to just keep it in the family. As a word of advice to customers, I'll say, before you sell us your jewelry, it's important that you think about this decision carefully.
Is there a benefit to working in a place like New York City?
New York has a large jewelry district, and while this does mean competition for customers, it also allows jewelers to help one another. Someone who, for example, is skilled at resetting stones can do repairs for someone else without that expertise. There are many different companies that work in a wide variety of styles using different metals. And sometimes if we know someone who can meet a customer's needs, we can refer the customer to that person.
Could you tell us about some recent trends in the industry?
Due to the sharp increase in the price of gold and silver, people are increasingly selling their jewelry just for the value of the metal. While this can be an attractive option at first, to me it seems like a short-sighted decision. Fine jewelry is a work of art, just like an expensive painting or a sculpture. But the work of talented jewelers is disappearing forever because people are more interested in making a quick profit. Before someone decides to scrap something, I always ask them to consider it carefully.
Lastly, do you have any words of wisdom for new jewelers or people interested in becoming one?
First of all, it's important to have a lot of background knowledge. By studying gemology or something similar, one can identify the cut and quality of stones used and can tell genuine items from, for example, cut glass made to look like a stone. Precision and attention to detail are also necessary when making jewelry. If you happen to ruin a diamond or expensive stone while cutting and sculpting it, it can be difficult to fix your mistake.
Gary, thank you very much for your time.
It was my pleasure.
Questions. Number 26. What is an issue Gary says many people face when selling their jewelry? Number 27. What does Gary say about selling jewelry for the price of the metal?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.